Thank you very much.
Engineer can do it.
We will entertain a motion to come back from executive session to regular session.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, anything to report from executive session?
No, we discussed the one issue personnel, but there was nothing to report out from that discussion.
Okay. We will now go then to our scheduled 11 o'clock public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Today we're scheduled for 11 a.m., a public hearing on an ordinance to amend Chapter 52, Section 52-18C and E of the Code of Sussex County in regard to the sealing of drawings, specifications, etc., by an architect and or engineer. As you're aware, and what I'd reported to council before, there had been ongoing discussions with the Attorney General's office, and specifically I've had numerous discussions with Catherine Hickey, who is here today, Peter Jameson, who is here today, and there's also representatives from the Engineers Committee as well as the architects. Charles McAllister, President of the Council of the Delaware Association of Professional Engineers, is here. Zachary Crouch. There was another gentleman, Mr. Malabar is here as well from the engineers, who is a practicing engineer. And at this point, I think it would be, normally we do have a short presentation from someone at the county level to discuss the ordinance. I think at this time it'd probably be appropriate, since this matter did come to us originally from the two boards and the Attorney General's office, to maybe ask someone from the either the engineers or the architects committees to discuss this. I have had repeated conversations with Ms. Hickey, also Mr. Jameson, and yesterday also with Mr. Broges from the Attorney General's office. And during, as a result of that conversation, we were informed that this legislation does not change anything that the county is doing in its building code office now as far as dictating legislation or changes in that legislation, except in cases where there is a requirement for an architect's plan or an engineer's plan, it must be a sealed plan by a Delaware licensed architect or a Delaware licensed engineer. And if I have misstated that, please come forward, either Ms. Hickey or Mr. Jameson, to let us know. But I think since it was brought forward by them, maybe it would be appropriate for Mr. McAllister, if you could come forward, introduce yourself, and then kind of give us a quick synopsis of this, please.
Thank you, council members. I am Charles McAllister, president of the Delaware Association of Professional Engineers. And I'd just like to make a couple of statements. I'm sure you have the ordinance in front of you, but this proposed statutory amendment is not requiring anything new as to what needs to be filed with Sussex County. If an engineering drawing is not required or submitted, the proposed statutory amendment does not make any changes to the way matters are handled in Sussex County. If an engineering drawing is required or submitted to Sussex County, it has to be signed by a licensed Delaware engineer, and the proposed statutory amendment makes that clear. I just wanted to reiterate a little bit of what Mr. Moore said, and I thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Questions of council?
Yeah. So to get me straight on this, we were only requiring sealed drawings and plans if they're 5,000 square feet or more. But then I read here it says something about it doesn't, it, regardless of size or occupancy or something like that. I mean, do we require, somebody tell me, what do we require now, Todd? Or somebody
well, from our Mr. Wright is here from the county.
Yeah, he
Andy
just said,
Wright.
Whatever we require now is not going to change. So what, could somebody give me an update on what we require and what we don't require. And what's that 5,000 square foot threshold? Does that mean anything?
What the 5,000 square foot threshold is when we originally adopted it, it was residential, commercial. However, in the ordinance on commercial side, anything that has a group assembly, educational, or institutional, we've always required those to have a Delaware seal on there.
Right.
In the past, I can't stand up here and say that there was somebody that was out of state that was applying for a Delaware stamp where we didn't allow that we allow those plans come through. But as far as the residential side, we have always kept that threshold at 5,000 or higher to have it scrutinized or have it examined by a professional engineer or a Delaware architect.
Okay, so somebody comes in today with a 4,500 square foot house.
Right.
They don't have to have these plans.
That's correct.
Okay, so that doesn't change. Okay.
Now, during our review and our process, if we see something structurally or see something
you can require.
Right, then we ask them to have just that area, not the whole set.
Okay.
Any more questions, Mr. Wright?
Okay.
Okay,
I do know that there was someone that is a practicing architect that had indicated he wanted to speak, and then we're going, and since we've heard from the engineers, Mr. Ryan, and then we're going to make sure that everyone that wants to speak on this has an opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Moore, council members. My name is Pat Ryan. I'm a resident of Seaford. I've been a practicing architect here in Georgetown for 30 years. And I've had the experience to serve on the Delaware Board of Architects, the AIE Delaware, and the National Council of Architectural Registration Boards. And I'm here today to support the proposed ordinance that you have before you. I know there's been a lot of discussion, but let me say up front, the statute governing architecture has several exemptions. The first one is a single-family residence of any size. The second is a two-unit duplex mm-hmm. of any size, mm-hmm. and the third are farm buildings, and I'm paraphrasing the statute. Mm-hmm. So you can construct new, renovate, or add on to those buildings without having an architect involved.
You can build a new home or
you can build a new home, of course.
Without an architect.
Without an architect.
Brand
that's
new.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Brand new. Mm-hmm. That is correct. Okay. The language that the Board of Architects and the Board of Engineers have adopted comes from national language that was required by the state legislature in the sunset process. So it is not something that was made up specific for Delaware or Sussex County. We have adopted national model language, and this ordinance would bring Sussex County in compliance with those requirements.
Any questions, Mr. Ryan?
Yeah, let me ask Mr. Ryan, because I could have asked somebody else, but I'll ask you. Engineers, there's civil engineers, there's and PEs or whatever, right? There's two different
correct.
Types. So either type of any kind of engineer, define who an engineer and an architect is. Landscape architects, can they seal these things?
Not according to their statute, they cannot.
Their statute?
Their statute.
How about our statute?
Your statute does not address it. They're governed by the hierarchy of state government. And I'll read to you if you'd like what their language says, and that is in Title 24, Chapter 2, Section 201. 3B. Landscape architecture shall include the design of such tangible objects and features as are necessary to the proposed outline herein, but shall not include the design of building structures and utilities with separate and self-contained purposes such as are ordinarily included in the practice of architecture or engineering. So that is in their statute. They are limited. In the architectural statute, they are permitted to do a related building, such as a pavilion or a park or something like that. But to design a building like this, no. A landscape architect, it's a separate profession. Mm-hmm. Just as engineering is a separate profession, I'll let Mr. McAllister talk about that, excuse me. But
so both types of engineers can seal these things? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm going to let Mr. McAllister say there are different areas of engineering he will speak to, but they are, as you have just mentioned, the architect, they are not interchangeable. There are architectural projects and there are engineering projects. But on this building, you had an architect, a structural engineer, mechanical engineer, and electrical engineer. So we work together as a team, but we have, it's like going to the heart doctor or the neurologist or the so forth.
Well, yeah, I've over the years, I'm just saying, so should our title, but it is, it explains it here. Nobody's going to come in and bring some plans and have an architect or let's say a landscape architect, some seal on there, and we accept it, right?
The way it's written is just the way it should be.
Okay.
It takes this ordinance and refers it back to state law.
Okay.
And the state law breaks it down and defines it.
Okay. I guess.
I just want to make sure that on one thing, because this has been a big area of concern. So, again, I want to question and be sure that basically any residential single family or duplex, there would be no requirement for there to be architectural seals on. Likewise, for any type of farm building, like if someone was adding on to a shed or pole building or building a barn or poultry house or anything like that.
That is correct.
That is correct. So that
so
would not
5,
be required.
So the 5,000 doesn't apply there, the 5,000 square feet?
There is no 5,000 square foot in the state statute.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is in our ordinance, though, right?
That's what you
so
would
So where did that 5,000 come from?
That's in the county.
In our ordinance.
That's
in
it's
the
in
county.
Our ordinance.
It's in the county. Right. The county council adopted.
And would any building that's used for public access or public use would have to be built by architects? Is that, designed by architects? Have the architects
yes.
seal if it's even if it's a small building?
If it falls outside of those three items,
mm-hmm.
single family, duplex, or farm, the answer is yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, it would require the seal of an architect.
Would require a seal
yes,
because
ma'am.
It's public use.
Correct.
Is that right? Okay,
it's
I understand.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's doing the work now?
I would have to go to the building inspection office and look at the plans. I don't know. I don't know. Mr. Wright, I will defer to him.
I ask a bad question.
Okay, so Mr. Wright, when somebody comes in with a single family home and it exceeds 5,000 square feet, you're going to require a seal?
Mr. Wright, would you come up to the front, please, to
the microphone?
The way
our ordinance is written, I'm getting confused on our ordinance and state law and all this stuff, but I'm just saying the 5,000 square feet is important as a county ordinance. So other than farm buildings, I think somebody, like a chicken house, obviously can be more than 5,000 square feet. They would be exempt, but a single family home, if I build a single family home and it's over 5,000 square feet, you would require a seal from an engineer or an architect?
Yes, according to the way the ordinance is written now.
Because of our ordinance, and we don't intend to change it. That's the way we've been operating?
I would leave that up to you.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, it seems to be working. I mean,
yes.
And the reason, let me just ask you then, what is the reason then? Is 5,000 square feet a certain threshold? I know, is it the conservation district, Sam?
No, actually the reason was years ago when we actually first created a building department, started doing reviews and started doing inspections. We were using the Southern Standard Building Code.
Okay.
In their administration section, there was an area that referenced the 5,000 square feet or greater at that point. Now, as the codes evolved, as actually the Southern Building Code, they have dissolved and more or less is formed into the International Code Council. That was stricken out of the ICC regulations. Our ordinance never changed to keep up with that. There's instances where we've had houses that are 10,000 square feet. We require seals that were pretty much just running the mill, one story, just a large, vast area.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have houses that are probably 2,000 square feet, very complicated, very cut up, that we really
should have.
At that point, we can step in and look at it. Says yes, for that particular instance, then we require that there more structural examination need to take place.
Okay.
So it kind of goes both ways. There are times 5,000 square foot or larger is a good idea, but there are times there are just specific
so
uses.
It's just a good number as an average or
correct.
Something.
But it originally right. derived from the Southern Building Code when we first adopted our
okay.
things.
Well, there was a case not long ago. Well, I guess it is a long ago where a porch just collapsed on a building or on a home. And something like that, had it been designed by an architect, would that architect be more responsible than whoever designed the structure itself, take more responsibility? In other words, are we better off with architects designing these buildings than whoever's been doing it at this time?
As far as liability-wise,
mm-hmm.
yes, it would be more prosper for us.
Does it take something
things?
Off of us,
correct.
Some responsibility
right.
off of us? Okay.
Now, with that being said, as long as our inspectors are doing
right.
what they're supposed to be doing, following what the design plan was, then, yes, it would all fall back to the designer then at that point.
Okay.
I would like to point out, though, that is not what we're discussing today because
yeah.
we are not discussing by this ordinance to have, like, additions to homes having an architect seal, for example.
The whole building. I'm talking about the whole building.
Well, still, with this ordinance that's proposed, does not require, if it's not already required by our ordinance, it's not requiring architect seal on them. Mm-hmm. It's only if our ordinance already requires an architect, it must be a licensed Delaware architect.
Mm-hmm. And Everett, where did we fall not in compliance? We weren't requiring seals?
Apparently, there was some concern, and I'll let Mr. Wright go more detail.
And that 15218C, that one section, it has stated assembly, educational, institutional,
right,
and structures 5,000 square feet or greater are required. It's specifically dealing with commercial projects.
Right.
At this point right now, all intents and purposes, single families are left out of it. Mm-hmm. So right now, what we do is somebody comes in with a new office building, 2,500 square foot office building, one story. We will accept just run-of-the-mill draftsman plans. They don't really require to be sealed by an architect by our ordinance. And basically, with the DAP and the AIA, or the Delaware Board of Architects, excuse me, they're asking us that all commercial, the things that
should be
yes.
Right, okay.
By their ordinance.
Okay. Sure, that complies
okay.
with the law.
All right, I think I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Is there any other members of the public that are here today that would like to address this issue?
First of all, yes. Before we go, I got one question. We've heard from Mr. Ryan from the architect side that this doesn't mm-hmm. make any difference than what we're doing today. From the engineering side, is that also true? From the side of the engineers, what this ordinance does not put any more requirements, restrictions, anything that we're doing today currently in Sussex County.
That is correct.
Is that correct?
That's okay. Correct.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And Mr. Moore, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to address this issue? Back, please. Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road. Now, this is strictly to do with commercial buildings, 5,000 square feet or less. I want to know how many buildings in all these years that have been built less than 5,000 square feet that no architect or engineer was involved in.
New rule.
Fell down. It didn't. Now, here comes the Attorney General, which has to back these guys. And in my opinion, you guys should have told him to pack sand instead of bringing this ordinance up and allowed Mr. Moore and his outfit, because his associate wrote a letter stating the Attorney General had no case. So let him go to court and find out, instead of putting all the burden back on anybody who wants to build a little commercial building. And by the way, I built a building back, I don't know, in 86, 87, I don't know, whenever. Had no drawings whatsoever. It was all here. Mm. That building is still standing today, has never fell down. And furthermore, I ain't got much use for an architect or engineer to start with, because most of them, first of all, what's going to happen if you pass this thing for that stamp, that guy ain't going to say, well, I'll stamp it for you, except for you put a chunk of change in my pocket, plus I'll do the drawing. So it's more and more regulations on the small business guy. Why don't I like engineers and architects? I was a carpenter, and I'm going to tell you something. We built a house one time, and I'll tell you what. The frame that was going in this direction ended up right in the middle of a door. And when the boss called the architect, he said, well, it got to fit because I drew the plans. Give me a break.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to address the council in this matter, sir?
His Good morning. My name is Howard Fortunato. I represent the Home Builders Association of Delaware. My hometown is Wilmington, but I also have a house in Dagsboro. I have some prepared statement here, but I think I've heard. Let me back up. I'm here in opposition to the ordinance as it's presently written, as it applies to residential. I think I've heard, but I guess I want to clarify for the record, that it does not apply both with the architecture requirements, but I'm not really clear about the engineering, because I think right now there's a lot of confusion of our builder members that think that this is, once this goes into practice, that it's going to be required for all homes, decks, sheds, everything that needs a building permit, including, you know, again, if it's a shed or what have you. So I guess I would just like to ask for the record if it does not require sealed drawings for building plans for residential for engineers. Is that, do I understand that correctly?
The answer that.
That's what we were just told, but if you want to have a gentleman stay again, you certainly can do that.
I'm sorry, I know the architect said it, I just didn't.
Well, he just said it while I go for it, but that's fine.
Okay. The ordinance is written as if an engineering drawing is required and submitted to Sussex County, it has to be signed by a licensed Delaware engineer, and the proposed statutory amendment states that. So it's whether it's required.
No change, really.
So currently today, there is no requirement on a single-family residence or a duplex to have a engineered signed drawing.
I'd have to defer to Andy. I'm not sure what your ordinance, what the actual ordinance says in Sussex County, but we're not asking for you to change your ordinance. We're just saying if it's required, it should be signed by a licensed Delaware engineer.
Okay. Andy?
And right now, as it's written, any home that's 5,000 square feet or larger, we would require structural analysis.
Okay.
However, there are other instances where you might have pre-engineered trusts, a structural beam that has a point load somewhere where myself or my reviewers cannot evaluate that, at that point we do require either an architect or engineer seal. What Mr. McAllister is saying is if at that time when we do require that, it has to be a Delaware license member.
Right, okay. Right. But currently today on a, I'm going to say normal, but whatever, on
typical.
A single family residence or a duplex, there is no requirement in our code or an architect or an engineer.
That's correct.
To sign anything.
That's correct.
Does that happen very often with you?
Not actually. It's more on the certain case-by-case things, specific things. Usually run-of-mill, the typical construction of houses right now would not fall in that parameter.
Andy, are you familiar at all with what kind of costs are involved in getting those here?
No, I'm not. That would really be up to the agency as far as what kind of fees for their service. But the rate, going rates or that sort of thing. No.
So it's more or less it's up to you, personally, whether we have an engineer come in.
For residential, yes, sir.
On this residential. Mm-hmm.
But what the proposed thing would be is on anything that's commercial, regardless size, occupancy, all those drawings would have to be now be sealed by a Delaware architect or engineer if it's required.
Mm-hmm.
Now, residential, again, as I stated before, doesn't matter until the ordinance, the way it's written, is once it reaches the 5,000 square feet, we do not require it.
So I heard someone talking to Joan and while ago, sort of implied because if you've looked this over and had an engineer to come in, you're implied that this county is responsible for that house if it should blow over now because you took that responsibility. Do you feel that way?
What the way she made it, if we were starting to require engineer, it would take the liability off of my department.
Yes, good.
But, however, we do not.
Who has the liability in if you take it off your department? If why have this done if you're not going to have the liability, if you're not going to stand behind it?
Well, what we stand behind, we actually make sure when we're out in the field that what the design or what the approved drawings were and making sure it's being applied that way out in the field. So,
are you an engineer yourself?
No, sir.
Well, where do you get this? How do you make these judgments and make these judgment calls?
It's written in the code. There's certain things in the code that you can do. If it's a gray area where it's not actually in the code for span tables, that sort of thing, then we require an outside certification.
So you had an extra cost on your opinion?
No, you code. The code.
Well, how do you do it? I mean, if a drawing comes before you and you say, I don't think this is structurally strong enough, you hire someone to come in outside, an engineer, to make a decision. You have to pay extra money, this person, home builder, to get this stamp. I mean, it's your opinion, right?
No, it's from the code section itself. There's numerous ways to build a house in the code that they've mapped it out.
Are you not the one that calls them in? Are you not the one that goes and gets the engineer or requests an engineer?
No, we give them options. And most of the time, that is the...
But then it goes back to your opinion.
No, it's not my opinion. My opinion is nothing to do with this. You've asked me to come up here to maintain welfare, safety of a home or structures. We follow a code that you adopted, and if it doesn't meet that, then we have alternative methods that we go for.
I'd be interested to see that code sometime. Thank you.
You would need to.
I'd watch myself.
Okay. That answers your question, sir. Are you?
I think so. Yes. I guess we were concerned just because the way the ordinance was written, it looked like it covered everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Our attorney members of our association looked at this and said, we're not really sure how the attorney general comes to this. And they did ask for a clarification. I think you
did indicate that you had some prepared remarks. If you would like to give those to the secretary, they will become part of the record.
I have a question. Help me understand something. Do we get architectural plans that are not sealed? And when we ask for architectural plans, are they not sealed? And what's the difference?
As far as residential, commercial, or?
Well, anything. I mean, what does a seal imply? What does it do? What does it guarantee?
More or less the seal saying that it's designed.
But we're taking plans from an architect without the seal. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. On houses and as of right now on commercial projects that are under 5,000 square feet. That's not
future.
An assembly.
All right.
An educational, an institute, which is a restaurant, a church.
What's the difference between a plan that's not sealed and a plan that's sealed?
An
architectural plan.
In our eyes, nothing. Basically, if it's, we look at it, if it's sealed, then it's going to scrutinize a little bit more in calculations, making sure everything's planned where it needs to be.
There's a difference.
Right.
Had another set of eyes.
But actually, in the code, exactly.
That's what I'm trying to find.
But in the code's eyes, as far as their requirements, there's no difference.
Okay.
One more question.
Yes, sir.
If I was to build a building 6,000 feet.
Okay.
It's been approved by the architect,
mm-hmm.
engineers. I want to hand these plans to my neighbor. He wants to build exactly the same size buildings, exactly the same. Does he have to go back and get the architect engineers and spend this money to get him to do all this and check it again?
Not by our department.
Okay.
That might be something under the architectural board of architects standard or requirement.
Well, that's called, what I'm getting at here is our school system really does a lot of building,
mm-hmm.
and every school's different. Back when DuPont's came through in the 30s, it was a box program. I mean, every school is practically the same. We now spend 10% on every building, bringing the engineers and the architects and all this, which I feel if we're really about education, we're not about spending how much money we put in this thing through prevailing wage and all the other things. I just wonder if it wasn't the same thing if the private individual fell in this category. That's what I was thinking. But he doesn't fall in that category. He doesn't have to have,
no.
He does not have to have an engineer and an architect to follow through on this. Okay.
Not with our department. You're welcome.
Okay, yeah, I will submit this and attach, I just want to say, attached to my, I didn't read this verbatim.
That's fine.
But attached is a letter that Representative Stephanie Bolden had asked for, just for clarification of this issue to the Attorney General.
Thank you for coming.
Yes. And is there anyone else that would like to speak on this issue, sir?
Hi, I'm Mark Ronnie from Harbison, Delaware. I also own Atlantic Homes, a custom home building business here in Lewis, and I've been building in Sussex County for over 20 years, sometimes doing my own drawings, sometimes hiring architects to do the drawings. And I've talked to Mr. Wright a number of times about this particular ordinance, and one thing that we're still confused about, and I hate to beat a dead horse, but this particular ordinance eliminates Section E of 52-18, which specifically says that nothing in this section to be construed as a requirement that an architect or engineer is required to develop drawings and or specifications of less than 5,000 square feet in area. So if we eliminate the exception, how does the exception still exist for residential? I've got no problems from an engineering standpoint of anything the ordinance wants to do. I understand that completely. I have no problems from a commercial standpoint. Mm-hmm. Strictly speaking, residentially, what in the code would allow us to submit plans to Mr. Wright without a seal on them if this ordinance takes place or if this ordinance is adopted?
Moore?
Your question again, please.
Well, my question was that the AG asked for 5218E to be eliminated, and to me, E is the exception for residential. 5218 doesn't make any differentiation between commercial and residential, so I don't know where the exception would exist in the code if this is adopted.
Except it was the current was deleted, and in its place, in its entirety, the language here that nothing in this section is to be construed as a requirement that an architect or engineer is required to develop drawings and or specifications of less than 5,000 square feet in area. That is being put in the place of the current E. Mm-hmm.
No, that is the current E.
Well, they're asking by deleting the current language and in its entirety, let's see. Inserting the new. I'm sorry. Yes, that's
as
correct.
As far as I know, E disappears completely, according to the AG's request. I guess my request is I'd like to see some clarification within the code that still would allow the residential exception, so there is no gray area of, you know, mm-hmm. what is or what is not allowed.
You're just saying there is a gray area.
You just want to make sure that what you've heard is what is going to occur.
Mm-hmm. As future engineers and or county staff interpret mm-hmm. this ordinance, that it's very clear mm-hmm. when it's read what it means. Is it that way currently? Are you having problems with it right now, ever understanding is there a gray area?
Be honest with you, I normally do not deal with this at all or see this at all. It's strictly through the building code mm-hmm. department.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Until this issue came up, this was not one that I had dealt with at all or had ever come before me.
Is there a reason maybe possibly today to defer on any kind of voting or adoption?
I think
you could maybe clarify this with who you need to.
One of the things that I think would be useful is after we complete the public hearing and possibly keep the record open for comments for 1 week, and then have it possibly put on the agenda for the vote the following week. That way, if there's other issues like this, so they can be addressed specifically.
I would like to see a list of the changes in layman's language, not the legal wording. It's a bit easier for me to understand what are the changes, a list of what changes.
Well, he's talking about there's been
if there are any
portions been
changes.
Deleted and there's some words. Okay,
well, I know it's portion this, that, and the other, but I just want to know in plain English what that means, what changes there are or not.
Would be nice that everybody would understand it. Right now, it seems that everybody doesn't understand it, I guess.
Right.
I sense that from this gentleman here. Okay.
Anything else, sir?
Thank you.
Appreciate your comments.
Good comment.
Come on down next. Whoever's got it. Keep it rolling.
Good morning. My name is Wayne Erickson. I wasn't really planning on saying anything, but I want to try to clarify. I'm a licensed professional mechanical engineer. I live over near Angola. And there seems to be some confusion about this 5,000 stuff, but what everybody has to do is go back to the state statute, the state language for the architects and the engineers. And as Pat Ryan earlier stated, the architect law, okay, which statute, exempts the use of architects in residential. And if you read the language in the Delaware Professional Engineers Act, it strictly applies to public and private buildings entered by the public, okay? And I think a lot of confusion is that your original statute, which they're deleting, you kind of mishmashed residential and public and private buildings together all in one statement, okay? And that's where the confusion is, okay? And if you're going to break something out, if you're going to add something later, you need to make it one applies to residential and one and something, or leave it the way it is. But you always go back to those statutes because each one contains a paragraph or so that defines the practice of both engineers and architects. And the engineering statute covers not only civil, structural, but mechanical, electrical, you know, and all that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak, ma'am?
Good morning. I'm Kathy Kelly. I am a single and owner of a single family residence in Breakwater in Lewis off of Gills Neck Road. And I brought with me, and I had no idea that this would actually come up, but I brought with me a set of drawings of the trusses and lateral bracing for my single family home. And one of the very interesting aspects that I hear is about whether or not you have to have these sealed. My house is way less than 5,000 square feet. But I became very aware in the first 1 year of living in my home that the lateral bracing was a decision made by the roofing company that was putting my trusses up, my prefabricated trusses, as Mr. Wright has spoken about. And these were never looked at and were never paid any attention to in my house. So when I had an inspector inspect my home, not a member of Mr. Wright's department, but an independent home inspector, he alerted me to the fact that my lateral bracing was probably not right, and I needed to ask the builder for my truss specs. Well, it took me over 6 weeks to get the truss specs from my builder because they're not on file for my builder. The builder had to go back to the truss architect company, and so I received these. Now, not only is there no seal, but there's no signature, there's no date, there's no information written on the side of my truss specs, which, by the way, were given to me. They are mirror imaged and reversed, so they're not really the truss specs for my house. Now, I live in around a 90 houses or so community, and I came to find out that it's not just my house that doesn't have proper lateral bracing. So once I proved to the builder that the lateral bracing was put up wherever the roofer wanted to put them up, including lengths of wood that were not the right length, as determined by the truss architect. Once I proved that, then over 200 pieces had to be removed from my roof and 200 pieces being put in. I've not had my home inspector come back yet to verify if the job is correct, nor have I had Mr. Wright come to my neighborhood. But most of my neighbors had the same roofing company. One neighbor who moved in 4.5 years prior to my moving in had a different roofer company. And they also have the same issue. So same issue, different roofer. So I actually came just to hear what was going on today. I've never lived in this county before. And I just brought my inspection stuff with me. And I wanted to let you know that maybe 5,000 square feet and under isn't important to you guys. But I just heard you all swear to uphold the public interest and public safety. My house is one house of 10 communities this builder built. If most of the houses in my community had lateral bracings decided by someone without a high school education and put them up wherever he wanted to, and another two homeowners also have identical problems, it could be possible that my entire neighborhood has this problem, not just my neighborhood, but the same man who supervised the building of my house is now supervising buildings of other neighborhoods for the same builder. So I'm asking, and I'm wondering, are all 10 communities having a problem with their trusses? So this is not a small thing to me. I spent a lot of money to come here and live in this community, as did my 89 other homeowners, and the other 9 communities, plus all other homeowners that built new houses here in Sussex County. So I'm asking you to protect my interest and to protect public safety, and please, this man is a great, good man. He knows what he's doing, but I don't think he has enough inspectors. So Mr. Wright gave me the inspection record. My trusses failed 4 times. There is nothing on my inspection record before the CO was given that stated that my trusses passed. So this is not the issue that Mr. Moore and the council is really examining, but I'm asking you, please, Maybe my house won't fall down if I didn't have this lateral bracing fixed. As the gentleman prior to me said, what's fallen down? But I didn't pay my money to have an architect design my house and then have somebody with a less than high school education put my lateral bracing up wherever he felt like he wanted to put it up. So I really feel that we need, as a county, to make sure that inspectors like Mr. Wright's department, there's enough of them, and they do their job instead of, and as Mrs. Deaver said, concerning the plumber, do you know that the plumber went out? Are you sure they went out? Because apparently at my house, the inspector in Mr. Wright's department came four times, but not a fifth time, to verify that my lateral bracing was correct. A year and a half later, those trusses are not correct. So how many of those homes that are in my neighborhood are still not correct? And I'm asking you guys, please, protect the interest that you just swore to protect and take a look at this issue. Thank you.
I want to ask you a question. Is your truss fell down, or what's happened to them?
Can you speak up, Sam, so we can hear you?
What's happened to your truss?
Did you have a problem?
The trusses are fine. The lateral bracing, which goes across the trusses, were not put. Either the wood that was used was just sitting around in my roof, but it was not the right length, it was not the right type, and the wrong kind of nail. So they all had to be taken out, which they have been taken out, and they've been replaced. I've not had the private inspector, come back yet to see if the lateral bracing is in the right place. I'm sure you all know what lateral bracing looks like, cross sections. So this whole thing is lateral bracing on my roof, and the inspector needs to come back and take a look at every single section and make sure that they're in the right place for me.
But the bottom part wasn't right length? What are you trying to say? The rafters wasn't wide enough? Or
The trusses part that goes like that, lateral goes across.
Sure.
Okay, so they were not, the lateral braces that were hammered into place before I moved in were not the right kinds of lateral bracing. They weren't in the right place. The length of wood was not the right length of wood. So that it wasn't true lateral bracing. And the inspector wrote in the inspection report, I had no lateral bracing.
The county inspector?
No, home inspector.
Home inspector,
home
thank
inspector.
You.
Home inspector, right. When the sale of a house or something, everybody gets a home inspection. And the home inspectors are pretty knowledgeable, some more than others, I'm sure. But they pick up on something like this, which should be in our code, I would think, right? Right? So he noticed that your bracing wasn't proper. So if you were trying to sell your house, either you would have to fix it for the next owner or the new owner would have to fix it. So it gets to be costly. And it is that a code violation, what she's talking about? I know we have a minimal code. Did that meet minimal code, her type of bracing?
I don't have our copy of our records in front
of
me.
But in other words, that's something that should be picked up in our inspections?
Yes.
Okay.
That is.
And for some reason, they either weren't or whatever, we don't know.
At that time, the builder themselves gives us a copy of the same truss specs with a Delaware engineer stamp affixed to those. In our records, we do not retain copies for residential at this time.
Well, there was a time in this county where a lot of houses were being built real fast, and I'm sure things happened.
Well, Mr. Wright and I both met with that builder and went over these issues, and we were assured that they were taking care of all the issues that Ms. Kelly had brought up. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten up from the table.
Correct.
And so...
That's not true, Mrs. Deaver, but I do understand that you were told it was true.
I wanted you to know
and I
that
thought
we,
perhaps
we are examining what happened there, what's going on, what the builder's doing.
Well, the other 19 code violations are just a start. I've come up with more code violations since I sent you that. This is only one of the 19 code violations. Some are very common in the neighborhood. And as I mean, I'm just putting out there and saying it's possible that if it's happening in my neighborhood, there are 9 other neighborhoods that could possibly be affected also. And I just think this is public interest and public safety.
Well, that may not be our ordinance. It may be an inspection issue. Right. We may have to look at that anyway.
Or that may be another ordinance issue that would come up at another time. But for this ordinance, it is not it. But thank you for coming.
It's a good
thank
you.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Sir?
Yeah, my name is Mike Hyland, and this is my wife, Jo Hyland.
Hello.
We live in the same subdivision. We've gone through over 4.5 years of unmitigated, rotten behavior by this builder. I would like to ask Mr. I'm going to tell you what Andy Wright came out to our house. We have building code violations. We have building code violations. This isn't funny, sir. We had this gentleman come out to our house. We told him the building code violations that were found. I found them 4.5 years ago, but no one would listen to me.
Who are you pointing to? What gentleman?
Mr. Wright.
Mr. Wright? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Excuse
Improper
me.
Grading. People, not me, but other people have water cascading into their property, but I don't want to touch on that. I said to Mr. Wright, I said, here are the building code violations, and I'm going to let him come up in a minute, and I'm going to tell you what I think he said, but I want him to correct me if I'm wrong. Here are the building code violations, sir. Yes. How did we get an occupancy permit? He apologized. He said, I'm sorry for that. He said, I'm sorry for that. I said, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. I can't. I said, what do you mean you can't do anything about it? He said, you, me and my wife, or him, would have to go to the state legislature. Now, I'm going to let him correct me if I'm wrong. But he can't force them to do it. That I got really mad. I've been through 4.5 years of unmitigated slaughter with these people.
Excuse me, sir. What we're discussing is a specific ordinance and it's discussing
the question. Here's the question.
So, excuse me, sir. So if you could have your remarks address the issue at hand is concerning an architect's or engineer seal.
I understand that. Okay. But here's, can I ask the question? Am I allowed to ask this? So then I said to him, I've been a builder and a developer in Baltimore County, Howard County, and Carroll County. You can close the job down until they address the building code violations. He said, I can do that. Do it. So did you not tell me that you cannot force them? You told me that. You said something about you with the state legislature doesn't give you the authority. So what good is a building department if we can't get any protection? Does that make any sense to you people?
His issues are not dealing with this ordinance Mm-mm. per se. I will comment, and what I did tell you is the violations your home inspector gave you did not come under the building code violations. Therefore, I could not help you with those things.
Okay,
ma'am.
This is what's called baffling you with BS and dazzling you with footwork. We have building code violations that should be addressed by the builder. We're trying to sell our house. If I sold my house to you,
excuse me, sir.
You would have a lawsuit on me with that attorney in a half a minute. Because I got to tell you what all the things are wrong with my house. The builder should fix them.
Sir, that is not the issue today.
I'd be glad to meet with you after the council meeting.
Who said that?
I did.
Yes. He said he would. Council can meet with you, some of the individuals.
Thank you, sir.
It's my district, too.
What I'm getting is blow by.
I understand.
No, not from us. This is the first I've heard of it.
And you were arguing with the young lady that made
excuse me, sir.
And you were wrong for arguing with her.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this issue? Did you speak once? You know, normally after someone has one bite of the apple, but the record is going to remain open for 1 week if you would like some, or possibly open for 1 week. If so, then feel free to give a written comment. Okay. No, that's a totally separate issue.
Okay. Yeah.
Now we may have that as a new issue.
Right. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this issue? Anyone else? Seeing no one else, Mr. President, at this point, the public hearing today is over. However, it may be appropriate in light of the comments and some questions concerning the architectural and the engineering issues themselves to hold the record open for a week, if it's the pleasure of the council.
We will close the public hearing today.
Yeah.
And we will, unless somebody has a problem with it, we will leave the public comment open for 2 weeks.
Would I be able to get a list, like I was asking, of any changes that are going, that this will make?
Sure.
That's all, just a yes. Simple list.
I will work with Mr. Wright in trying to put together a very specific line item as to what it stays, what it says, and not all legalese, so that Mr. Wright can describe that. And if it is kept open for 2 weeks, then we could potentially have that back on the agenda for the following week to vote on that, on the ordinance.
Anything else? Then we need a motion to defer.
I'll make a motion we defer and leave the record open for 1 week.
Second.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. So I have a motion and a second to defer and leave the public record open for 2 weeks for any public written comment. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
I do have some further comments on another.
What date is that? Should we announce?
Yes. What is?
22nd. It's 2 weeks from now.
Close of business the 22nd?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I just want to say, working with
okay,
Mr.
we are, the public hearing is over. Okay. Anything else from council before we adjourn? Mr. Cole.
Yes. Mr. Todd Lawson, our county administrator. We just heard some issues, and I've heard them before, and I do sell real estate, which most people know. And in these trying times, of the real estate market is very tough out there. Inspections are very critical, and every home sold has a home inspection contingency in it. And if there's anything we can do at the county level to make sure that this process is smooth and everything else, is to make sure that our inspections are appropriate and thorough. So I would love to see a review get with Andy and find out what the problems are, because I hear these complaints from time to time. And again, this is, like I said, it's a very tough market out there. When people go out to sell a house, they're under a lot of scrutiny now with inspectors, and it doesn't look good to hear stories like this. So I would, you know, it doesn't have to be tomorrow or anything, but I think it's something I'd like to see you put on your agenda and bring together some people. And maybe some of these engineers and other people out here, the gentleman back there who's stood up and tried to make some more comments. If any of you would like to help.
Yes.
Talk to our county administrator. Maybe we get working on something like this and get this inspection thing issue cleared up.
It's a big
maybe
problem.
We need more inspectors. Maybe we need more, you know, whatever. We'll give us
anything
a
else, council?
I've had horror stories from one particular a resident in Wolf Point. And they're trying to sell their house, and in the same situation this gentleman's in, there are errors and mistakes in the way it was built, and they're having trouble selling it now. So it is true. We need to look at it.
Okay. Have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Have a second. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We are adjourned.